Now, I've never been in a drally, I can't speak today, a valley of dry bones, at least not that I know of. But every once in a while, at this point in my life, like maybe 3 times a year, I'll wake up one given morning and feel like I live in a valley of dry bones. Everything has ceased. There's no rhyme or reason. It might be a beautiful day, and yet I feel like I can't move. I'm stiff, I'm sore, I'm tired, and I feel old. I do not like this. And yet when I was young, I didn't even realize really that I had bones. I paid no attention to them. If they got slightly bent out of shape, they went back into shape without me having to think or do anything about it. But the older I get, the more I appreciate this reading. I hope for God's fresh and invigorating breath to breathe into me and make me feel young again, if just for a minute. It's much like the church, isn't it? Because we're aging. We're aging in terms of who we are as a people, but we're also aging in that the church has been around for a very long time. We often don't think about that. But when we read back and hear about the disciples and Jesus, it was not yesterday. The church at times feels brittle and dry, like a valley of dry bones. And this day, Pentecost, is when we often say it's the church's birthday. We hear about this, a descent of the Spirit, and make the claim that what occurred on this day was the birth of the community of the called ones. But that doesn't really make a lot of sense. Maybe we've missed the point. There's a priest in the Diocese of Calgary by the name of Kyle Norman, who I was reading this week, and he suggested that perhaps church was not born on this day. No, it was not. It was born on Easter. Now that makes sense. Because on Easter, there was a reason to be born. New life was born again. Jesus was raised from the dead, and there was a new community established right then and there. A new community that would meet behind closed doors at first, and then in the community. A community that proclaimed his life and resurrection. A community that saw life differently than they had before Easter. A community when they were called to do something. So even though in some churches we have birthday cake and sing happy birthday, here we don't, we race instead and celebrate the birthday, it's actually a moment of the Spirit. It's a moment of being called out. When it's your birthday, how many of you have said, "I am not doing the dishes, it's my birthday"? I can tell that pretty much everyone and one person was brave enough to raise their hand. Absolutely. We think it's a special day, and we were created then, and we're going to be celebrated. It is not the day when we decide to change our life or go forth and be different, usually. It is not the day when we feel inclined by the Spirit that we should make radical changes. It is not the day, perhaps, when we take many risks, our birthday. It is a day when we want people to say congratulations. And that's wonderful. Ah, but Pentecost, not a day of calmness, not a day of not taking risks, and not a day that was equally celebrated by all. After all, when they all started speaking in different languages, as Harvey read so well at that moment, "There can't be drunk, it's only 9 in the morning. Great emphasis. And we laugh, because of course we could be drunk at 9 in the morning, but that wasn't the point. The point was something happened, something that people noticed, something different. That small band of people who'd gathered and met and studied and prayed and hoped that life would be different were all of a sudden on view. They were all of a sudden called forth and enlivened to understand one another and to be put forth into the world in mission. It wasn't a call to be comfortable. It wasn't a call to hide. And it wasn't a call to reach inward. It was a time to be uncomfortable, to risk living, and to reach out to others. I've noticed something here, and that is when there's a race weekend, everyone groans. Oh, it's race weekend. We won't be able to get to church. We'll have to go early. We won't be able to come. I mean, really, look, we don't have as many people as normal, do we, today? And yet, I learned something this race weekend. I learned, first of all, it's a great opportunity for me to get cold out of myself, to not worry about my dry and brittle bones, but to get on my bike to come to church. I learned that if you get here in good time, there's no issue. It's a little trickier for the choir, I understand. But if you get here a little later, it's no issue. The race has gone by, it is calm, you can drive, you can park even. And so some of the things that I've been told and I've experienced actually aren't true. It's not a moment for us to withdraw. Every other year, last year we put a sign out that said, pray, run, finish. Brilliant. And we had a person at 8 o'clock last year that came to church before she ran the half marathon. What a great testimony to her looking for something. This year, we had freezies given out yesterday, thanks to Wendy and her crew gave out freezies. It was not a freezy day yesterday. It was a friggin' cold day yesterday. And yet, people would come up and they would say, free freezies, have a freezy, would you like a freezy? And one thing that everyone noticed was the suspicion. Really? What's the catch? That's what you said, wasn't it, Wendy? What's the catch? Why are you giving us free freezies? And nothing was attached to them. No St. John the Evangelist card. No, nothing. Just a smile and a have a great day. That talks a lot about where we live in our lives, where this church lives. Dry and brittle relationships are all around us that we don't trust anymore. We don't even trust having a freezy, which is sealed on both ends. There is no way we could put get your to church vibes inside it if we tried. And yet, people were surprised and taken aback, and even more surprised when we cut the lid tops off for them and handed it to them. Well, thank you, that's so thoughtful. And where's the garbage? Right here. Wendy thought of it all, of course, but the fact that it was so surprising to me spoke about the Spirit and where we can find the Spirit. And this morning, when those of us who were here gather on the front steps to cheer, it was great to have a step full of people cheering this morning who come to church and who don't. All of a sudden, this idea of we should ring our bell, and Bruce, who has a very sore arm, I'm sure, rang our bell for the start as every group went by. And we stood there, and people waved and cheered and looked up and at us, and we all cheered back. And I thought, will we be celebrating the Spirit here, ringing the bell, running as much or little or more or less than we will here around this altar this morning? So I have a new slogan for Race Weekend. It's called Embrace the Race. And next year, maybe we can throw the Spirit in there too. It may not always fall on Pentecost, but it's a lesson to us. This morning when we cheered and gave out freezies and rang the bell, we were speaking the language of our society. We were not speaking the words of the BAS or the Bible as it's written or of our Anglican liturgy. We were speaking the words of investment, interest, cheering, enthusiasm, and joy. And if those aren't the gifts of the Spirit, I don't know what they are. So today may not be the birthday of the church. In fact, it's the envisioning, the enlivening, the life-giving Spirit of the church that we're here to celebrate. It doesn't matter if there's few of us or many. We each have the capacity to bring that to others. So today when we leave this place, may our own bones that become dry and brittle when we lack that joy and that connection be enlivened. May the bones of this building rock like they did this morning when the bell was rung. I was glad the tower was sturdy for half an hour. May we take the spirit that we have and embrace the race of life and show forth God's incredible joy, an incredible vision, an incredible enthusiasm and inspiration to all those that we live and work and worship among. Amen.